Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 593. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Good day.
Hi. How are you? Feel flustered.
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm grand. I'm doing all right. Grand scheme of things, A plus.
Same.
A plus.
Mostly.
Don't live in New York City, so
yeah,
we'll could be worse.
We'll talk about that in a minute, amongst other things. I had to 1 minute late. Thank God. I don't know how I managed to pull it off of just being 1 minute late. I made the mistake of clearing my browser data, and now I have to sign in to everything again. StreamYard, Facebook, all this stuff. I got to sign back in, and I had to do that because I had to take a mandatory training for Cox Media Group on cybersecurity. Now, I don't really, I work there, but
my
I don't
question.
Work there.
Can you explain?
Yeah, so I'm like on the bench. I'm just totally like,
Ooh, like a sports analogy.
Yeah.
You're like the fifth string cornerback.
Yes. No, I'm like the equipment manager at this point. I'm not even really a player. But I'm still technically employed at Cox Media Group. So I have to still, you know, perform the required duties that they ask of me. And I had to do this 3 times in 1 year. I know that you're kind of working a corporate job now. Did you have to take any training on like, hey, don't click on links that from India?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to let you know that I got an 80% on my sexual harassment certification.
What question did you get wrong?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was something about like the protocol about like what to do.
Yeah.
And okay. I probably had the wrong response.
You were like, wear a longer dress.
Yeah.
Stop looking like a hoe.
1-2 punch in the balls. No.
Yeah, so I probably have to do that too. I had to do that 3 times last year. All that training, sexual harassment training, cybersecurity, and I think there was another one. I can't even remember what it was, for 3 different companies. Cox, this is not sexual harassment training, CMG, then Sedgwick, who I worked for a while, and then my current job. They're, even though it's like a brokerage, it's like, you know, kind of still under a corporate umbrella. Pretty much. So I had to do 3 of those last year. So now I got rid of 1. So now I only have to do 2. So I started taking the CMG one, the cybersecurity, and halfway through computer just did something funky, restarted.
There? You were there?
No, I was here.
Here, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going there for that. I have to travel and everything. It's not that far, but I have the ability to do it here. So I did. Computer messed up. Then I tried to go back and it's just not working now. It's nothing's even showing up on the screen when I click to restart the course. So I emailed my direct supervisor, no response. And then I reached out to HR, which is pretty much as a call center in India. I pretty much found out because they told me my solution was they just told me how to sign in. Like, here's how you take the training. I go, I know. I know how to sign in. I'm aware.
Right.
Thank you.
Did they say plug unplug?
No. But I figured let me try to, you know, reset my browser history. Maybe there's some sort of cookie or something on my computer. But that didn't work either. So anyway, boring story short. I'm only 1 minute late today. What's up with you?
Speaking about sexual harassment. I think there is a man who lives in Canada that works for the same company that I work for. That is, I think he's shooting his shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at work.
How so?
Well, you know, I work for a company and there was like, let's just say a team project. And so I'm emailing the team and I'm killing it. Like, this guy's just, we'll just call him Gary. Gary is like throwing thing A at me, B at me. I'm just, before I can finish A, he's already got B, C, D. Work is insane right now. Tis the season. Let's just say it that way. And so I'm killing it. And Gary says to me in the team chat, there's maybe like seven people. And he's just like, you're awesome being me. I mean, this is, well, we already know this, right? And I go like, I got you, Gary. I said that. I got you, Gary, you know, sort of thing. Being,
you ever hit him with a Gare Bear?
Oh, no, because Gary's not his real name.
Okay.
Yeah, just trying to, you know, keep anonymous. Smart. So then he sidebars the conversation, messages just me now. You know, you can hit reply all, then you can hit reply. He hit reply and he goes, so does this mean you're my personal assistant, LOL.
Ooh. Is this a higher up than you? Somebody who's...
Like, I guess, but completely unrelated to what I'm doing. He's okay. Just like the other side of the logistics team, let's
I
just
see.
Say.
I see.
And I immediately stop what I'm doing. I corral all of my coworkers and I go, is this man flirting with me? He has no idea what I look like. I guess I am Googleable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he has no idea what I'm looking like. I could be 300 pound. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe that's his thing. And so in an attempt to make him like not feel bad or weird, I just send a crying face emoji. Ha ha.
Classic.
You know, classic, easy. Yeah. And then he sends me another message and he goes, I'll take that as a yes. LOL. And I was like, ew, Gare Bear. So, but the worst part of it really was when I told my spouse about this last night, thinking he's going to be like, yeah, that guy's trying to shoot a shot. He was just like, yeah, he's not flirting with you. And I was like, I don't know why, but this is hurting my feelings somehow.
Yeah.
You think that some man in Canada can't be attracted to my emojis and my excessive use of exclamation points? F you, you know? So, and like Chris kept shutting it down. He's like, I don't think he's flirting. He's Canadian. Like, they're just nice. I was like, really? You're going to sidebar a conversation about me being your personal assistant? And then I was like, but there were so many LOLs. He goes, yeah, not really. It's just... So that like hurt. I was just trying to pitch the idea and him shooting it down, like made me hurt my feelings a little.
Sure.
So I go, what do you mean? Like, you like me? I got qualities people like, come on. So anyways, that's what's going on with me. So
well, keep us posted on the man known as Gare Bear.
Gary okay. From Canada, from Ontario.
Interesting. You don't know what he looks like either. You don't have like Teams meeting or not Teams, you know, logos with your picture on.
No, we don't have any correspondence with him via Teams. It's just via email. That is all. Now I'm going to look him up. There was also a girl that was recently fired on my team who has an OnlyFans. Oh. And my contribution today, when I was talking to my coworkers, I go, how about we all find her and then we all subscribe to her OnlyFans, but just 1 month. To show our support and solidarity with this woman who was recently fired.
Yeah, she wasn't fired because of the OnlyFans.
No, she was fired because she was probably doing OnlyFans and not coming into work.
Oh.
She was barely coming into work, and when she was basically drunk. So.
Yeah, if you have a job and an OnlyFans, you need to quit one. You got to give up one of those things. You shouldn't be doing both. If you're doing both, that's not a good sign for your OnlyFans future. I don't know what it takes to be financially independent on OnlyFans, but there's a lot of people on it. It seems like civilians. And I'm like, how much can you possibly make?
Not much.
Who's subscribing? But probably a lot. It's probably like good beer money at the very least.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, you look at the top earners on OnlyFans, you're like, all right, if you're Bonnie Blue, are you going to do that for $40 million a year? People go, yeah. But then in order to get to that point, you have to start doing it for $100 a month. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because in order to build a following at the beginning, you have zero subscribers. So you're essentially, you're like you said, you're doing it for like less than beer money.
Is it like the Substack where we're trying to get enough people there? We'll be nude on the Substack if you'd like to subscribe. hmbradio.substack.com. Subscribe and we'll be fully nude. So that will be fun. we do the 30 minutes here up front with on our podcast feed and Radio St. Pete on Sundays at 6 p.m. And then after that, we head over to the extra bonus time on YouTube, willsyoutube.com, which are live on Wednesday at 6 p.m., by the way, over there, and Rumble, and I think Facebook still. I'm not really sure. But then after that, if you want to get the audio-only full uncensored ep a few days early and now fully nude, head over to hmbradio.substack.com. You can subscribe for free. If you do subscribe for free, you get the 30-minute podcast like 4 days early. So, wow.
Ayo. Yay. Birthday.
You know, and then there's obviously there's a paid. That's how you get the full uncensored audio only episode early. And, you know, it's just a good way to help us out. And we're trying to build, you know, something on Substack and use it eventually. I don't know. Nobody really wants to do the Substack, but that's okay. We got a few. You got a few.
And God bless you.
God bless
them. Thank you so much, too. Oh, thank you for reminding me. Thank you for reminding me.
The next thing.
Jeannie, I ran into this woman at a neighborhood Walmart on Sunday when I was, get this. I was baking babkas. Mm. This is how I'm returning to my roots.
Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't have enough light brown sugar. So I get my tush in the car, go to the neighborhood Walmart. I'm looking erratic, crazy. I always look like this, just a little bit off kilter. And I hear this woman, this sweet, sweet woman, Jeannie, and she goes, "On a Hummel?" And I'm like, I've met this woman before. We've run into each other at this Walmart before. And she goes, "I'm listening to you right now." And she pulls out her phone and it's you and me, bud.
Wow.
You and me on her phone in real time as I run into her.
That's incredible.
I wanted to mouth kiss her.
Yeah, it feels good. Well, at first, you know, I talked to the guy last week who recognized me from my time on the Bone. And he goes, "Yeah, I listen to YouTube sometimes." It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope you got my shout out.
It wasn't even that I'm like, oh, I feel so special. It was more just like, I feel like I was improving this. Like I was adding to this woman's life. Like she wanted to listen. Because it added maybe some value or a laugh or she likes us for whatever reason. And it made my heart very happy. That was always the most fulfilling part of radio.
Well, what I was going to say was it's also like could be somebody that doesn't like
there
you.
There she is.
That recognizes
she's
you.
She's there. She's oh, like, I never comment, but I always listen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, that is you. God bless you. God bless you. You made my day. You made my week. Thank you, Jeannie. So. Very sweet woman.
Thanks, Jeannie. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say is if somebody recognizes you and they don't like you, that can be a potential issue.
I remember my early days in the Bone. You let me know if this is a compliment or an insult or both or neither. And this man came up to me and he goes, "On a homo." And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "You're not as ugly as you sound."
Thank you.
Yeah. I was like, thank you.
I think.
I know. I was like, I guess I have the voice of an ugly woman.
Yeah.
And I'm less ugly. I'm not going to say beautiful, but I'm less ugly than that. That's a win.
Take that.
Thank you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Well, great. Well, good. I'm the 2 weeks in a row from this podcast. We've been recognized. That's pretty cool out in the world. I do want to talk about this because I don't know if I did this. But I think I did. As you know, a few weeks ago, I almost killed or offed a man, I should say, on an e-bicycle who was going the wrong way against traffic. He was a Hispanic gentleman, not that that matters, and he had a Punisher t-shirt on, which is embarrassing for him because he was not...
Did he have gauges in his ears?
I can't remember.
That usually pairs well with the Punisher.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. And he scolded me very loudly because he was going the wrong way.
Was it
in
English or Spanish?
It was in English.
Okay.
Yeah, English.
I can get behind that.
No accent or anything. So he was, you know, born here in the good old USA. But he scolded me very loud that I'm not paying attention because I pulled out in front of him when he's going 35 miles an hour on the sidewalk against traffic. And that was, it made me very angry. At first I was just like, oh my God, thank God I didn't hit that guy. And then I was like, I wish it wasn't. I wish he would have just, he would have hit me because I wouldn't have hit him. He would have, you know, hit my butt.
Who that matters, by the way.
Definitely. Definitely.
In a court of law, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
But not only that, but just, I mean, you would think you would value your life a little bit. And this, these people on these e-bikes just seem not to do that. And you see stories all the time of people getting seriously hurt or off the planet, you know, riding these e-bikes. Well, a new Florida bill would create a new license and safety requirements for e-bikes. I don't know if this is because of what happened to me. I think the answer is clear, and it's yes.
And state lawmakers are considering a new bill that seeks to add new e-bike safety requirements. This bill prohibits anyone who does not have a valid driver's license from driving an e-bike capable of going faster than 28 miles per hour. Any bike faster than that would be labeled as an electric motorcycle. The bill also requires e-bike riders in recreational areas to yield to pedestrians. Safe electric bike operation rules would also be added in driver education courses.
That guy in the video, he's dead.
The guy that died. Yeah,
he's dead now.
That's too bad. Well, good. I'm glad that this podcast is just doing good for the community and holding these e-bikes accountable. That's really all I can say. I don't really have any more to say about it right now, but I'm happy to testify in front of the state house or anything that you need me to do. Maybe we can track down the Hispanic man in the Punisher shirt, and I would like to berate him publicly for almost, you know, having the trauma of me pulling him off my windshield.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Me.
Yeah.
That would have been really
either
bad.
In jail or just really sad just, that you took someone's life.
That mostly that. I think I probably would have got over it pretty quick just because, especially if he did yell at me that I'm not paying attention and then he happened to collide with my vehicle and is no longer on the planet. I think I would be like, that's terrible. But I would move on pretty quick, I think. I saw this story too, Anna. The government shutdown is still going on. Federal shutdown forces Florida families to choose between food and medical care.
Ooh, I have a great solution for this.
Okay.
Do you want to watch the video first? Or?
Sure.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Let's see.
This is Wendy Ryan.
Yes. Some families say the federal shutdown is forcing them into impossible choices. In some dire cases, people say they have to choose between food and life-saving medical care. I'm here at Feeding Tampa Bay, where hundreds of families lined up today for hours, hoping to get that food. The organization tells me they're already seeing an increase in the number of people showing up to...
Show me the people.
Yeah, I want to see the people.
Show me the people who need food, because I promise you they don't.
I couldn't have helped but to notice, even in that first shot there, which I'm glad that Feeding Tampa Bay and churches and, you know, people are stepping up, donating food. That's great. I'm glad people are doing that. That was an Infiniti, a car that just drove up collect the food. It looked like they were taking food.
Wow. I would say that's a nicer car than both of us drive.
I would say so. It didn't look like... It looked like maybe a 2015.
I would drive a 2010.
I drive a 2012
Toyota Camry.
Kia. So it's not, I mean, I'm fine with my car. I'm not a car guy or anything, but I don't know. I just can't help it. That's the first thing I noticed.
Okay.
When I saw this video. That's
Let's see what else is going on.
Their food pantries. Among those now looking for help, a small business owner in Venice who told us SNAP was not just crucial for making ends meet month to month, but actually day to day.
Right now, I'm homeless and, you know, trying to get this business up and off the ground because I have to make choices of where to put money.
It's her business.
Didn't she? It said she was a a restaurant, or what was she owner?
She said she's
small
a
business owner.
Small business. She's trying to get this business.
She's a drug dealer. That's what she is.
Yeah, business. Yeah, right, right.
Right. Today, it's like, honestly, put gas in my car or go get something to eat. You know, I don't have the money to do both.
U.S. Congresswoman Kathy Castor was actually here at Feeding Tampa Bay this morning. She praised Feeding Tampa Bay and other groups for their work helping our community right now, and put a spotlight on the situations of a local woman who fears she and her husband may not be able to afford health insurance next year.
My husband and I.
Whoa, bro. That looks like my Aunt Barbara, but she transitioned. Dude,
that is your clan. I don't know. That belongs to your clan.
Dude, bro, that's Auntie Barbara. Oh, can I show you Auntie Barbara really quick?
Yeah, please.
This is insane, dude.
I mean, you know, I have to preface this because I obviously feel like that people should have health care. I feel like people should have food. But I don't know if you're dry, like sell your Infinity. Oh, here we go. Wow, that's her. Yeah. That's her. Do you want to show the camera?
No, okay. Shame. But that's like if she took a little bit of testosterone, that's Auntie Barbara. Right? Mm-hmm. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
It's
even the hairstyle, the bangs and everything.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. That's your clan. For sure.
Jesus Christ.
But like, do you have health insurance?
No.
I don't have health insurance either.
This is my health insurance. You ready? This is just going to be like probably super offensive. Don't eat like garbage. Go to the gym. Move your body. Get sunlight. Lift weights. Sleep. Boom.
It's fair.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy.
It's fair. I mean, listen, you should still be able to go to a doctor. Like, I fully believe that. And I think that obviously the system is just broken. It has a lot of inequality. I hate to say it, but, you know, there should be basic things. And basic things were affordable at one point in this country. And then all of a sudden, printed a bunch of money, brought in a bunch of immigrants, started giving the money to
migrants,
other countries.
Call them migrants.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, there's a lot of different factors.
Sure.
But now, for some reason, nobody can afford food. Now there's 40, I think it was 47 million people in the country on SNAP benefits, which is the food.
And how many obese people do we have?
A lot.
We do not have a starvation problem in this country. We have an overconsumption fatty problem in this country.
I also blame what's in the food.
Sure.
I think you kind of disagree with this, but I think a lot of the chemicals and the...
It doesn't help, but it's mostly about over-consuming. You want to know why? Because if you have one ding-dong or one whatever Christmas tree cake, it doesn't kill you. It's not poison. If you eat that stuff all the time, yes, there's like the red dye and stuff, but it's mostly, again, I'm not going to tell you like a percentage. It's mostly because you're over-consuming calories. And that's because things are over-processed. They don't fill you up, so you just keep eating, obviously, you know? So, not good, but here's the thing that I would like to say. Yeah, it sucks that the government you don't have universal health care and that people can't get their SNAP benefits. Yes, that sucks. But instead of, like, crying about it all the time, like, try to do something about it. Now, again, if you're, like, disabled and, you know, you got your hand chopped off because you were, working in a trade and something happened, fine. But like all these people who are like, I don't know what to do. Maybe this seems so like dismissive, but like, why don't you get a job? Maybe get a job. But here's the thing is that you could, and this is what's effed up, is that you can work full time and make less money than if you were to just to collect from the government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's tough because I sit in the middle with most things. I feel like I can see both sides of the story. So I know that there's not a lot of jobs out there. You know, it took me a long time to
Okay. Let's be fair. If you wanted to get a job and it was like you had to work at McDonald's or something, like you could have done that.
Well, I mean, like there's a lot of produce and, you know, produce that needs to be picked in fields. I don't know what that pays.
Or just like working at Publix or something. Like it's not obviously a job that you want to do. But like I could get a job if I wanted to, like sooner than I did. I was a bit like picky about it.
Mm.
And again, I can't say that for certain because I didn't try, but like, no, I didn't apply to any like Taco Bells or Burger Kings. I didn't apply to Publix or Winn-Dixie, but like you could, or Walmart or something, but like there are jobs. A lot of them suck and you don't want to do them, and maybe they don't have like high status, so it's not cool to have or do, but you know, you can.
It also cuts in your benefits too, like you said.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Is you can collect more from, and maybe you're a mom with, you know, six kids and four baby daddies. And so what are you going to do with these kids? You got to take care of them, obviously, or not, as some people don't do. So I don't know.
Yeah, there's no personal accountability or responsibility for that stuff. But anyway, let's continue this. We got to get out of here for the free portion anyways in a second.
We're in our 60s and we have the lowest possible ACA plan. We will not be able to afford the health care. We don't have an extra $30,000 to pay $40,000 in premiums. We just don't. I really don't see any other options. It's terrifying.
That sucks.
That is a robust jaw. That is, I cannot get over that chin. That chin scream. That is a man. That's a more robust chin than you have.
Yeah, well, I don't really have much of one, unfortunately. So that's not really saying much. But
wow, what a jawline.
Yeah.
God.
But that sucks. Like, yeah. It's also, healthcare is not something that, it's kind of, even though it should be more available, it's kind of like, if you have health insurance, you're like, whoa. Hey, whoa.
But then, like, your health insurance sucks because you have, like, a $10,000 deductible.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, yeah, you're going to need this surgery January 1st. You're like, can you do it December 29th? They're like, no. So then it, you know, it starts, the deductible starts again, and then you have to pay everything out of pocket.
Right.
We have never been uninsured.
And she's not the only one speaking out during a virtual press.
See, this is
yeah. These are the sad ones.
These are the sad
cancer
ones.
Conference, 29-year-old breast cancer patient Skylar Trujillo shared how a low ACA premium and SNAP benefits are keeping her alive while she undergoes aggressive chemotherapy. She warned even a small increase in cost could force her to choose between treatment and feeding her four children.
So there you go. Okay, she needs it. But does 47 million people need?
No.
I don't think so. I'm sorry. I just don't think so. Maybe it's a couple million. I don't know what the percentage is of people who actually cannot. Like, Aldi is pretty cheap.
Very.
For groceries. I mean, I feel like everybody could do that. I don't know how Aldi does it, but they manage to do it. I don't know. I'm just very dubious of 47 million. Oh. 47 million? That just doesn't sound right. That can't be right.
I mean, depending on how many people are actually in the country right now, but let's say that's,
it's like 350 million.
20.
Yeah, it's 15%.
15%, something like that.
That shouldn't be. Then we can't, you know what? If that's true, we can't take anybody else into the country.
Oh, really?
We're done. Nobody's doing well here. It used to be Milk and Honeyland. I get it, but it's bad. There's 47 million people are getting government assistance to eat. Don't come here. It is very bad. There's no insurance. I guess they get insurance and the food stamps and everything. Or at least they were.
The ones that climb over the fence.
Yeah. And I think that's part of why the government shutdown is going on. It's because Democrats want to keep funding the healthcare for illegal.
But not for American citizens.
I guess. Yeah. Well, some.
That makes sense.
Some.
It makes all the sense.
But not like, it's just, we're don't come here. It's not good. We're a third world country right now.
I mean,
getting there.
We're not. Well, we're about to be if you live in the Northeast.
Yeah. We will talk about the mass exodus that some people are saying from the Northeast after New York City elected a Democratic Socialist to be their mayor. You know what? We'll save this for the bonus time.
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned at all. You know, first of all, I don't live there. And I think there's just other factors where
I don't think this is going to affect us. All the people leaving, you don't think they're coming to Florida?
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about it more. We're going to say goodbye to our free podcast listeners in Radio St. Pete. If we're going to talk more about this food stamp thing, we're going to talk about the possible surge of New Yorker immigrants, illegal immigrants to the state of Florida, perhaps from New York City after they elected a Democratic Socialist mayor. There's just a lot of stuff.
And I got,
we're going to miss. Yeah.
I got a solution to keep them out. By them, I mean, and keep Florida free. I got a plan.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Good. On the other side. So make sure you join us live on Wednesdays at willsyoutube.com. Join the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. If you're watching over there on YouTube, make sure you like the video, give it a thumbs up wherever you're watching. That really helps out. Leave comments, all that stuff. And I thank you all for joining us. But like I said, so much more to come. So we'll see you on the other side in the bonus time. Goodbye, Radio St. Pete.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.